Trevor Davis. I'm sounding the alarm. Today is September 21st, 2008. And this morning, I recorded a message with Scotty Biscosi, a friend of my dearest friend, Dolly Weber, who has been going through a tremendous trial, has actually experienced some of the buffeting from the huge hurricane Ike down in Texas. She was uprooted from her home, had to move, and she's been going through illness. And she's crying out to the Lord, and the Lord has been speaking to her. And this is what we've been talking about, particularly about Elijah, Elijah's trial, because Elijah's trial speaks to the end time saint. And that was a text from 1 Kings chapter 19. Scotty, are you there?
Yes, I am.
You know, when we were sharing, what you were sharing just earlier, just elaborating from that chapter and the trial that Elijah went through, I saw so many things that are so pertinent for us as the end time saints of God, as we approach the greatest clash, the greatest battle that has ever been since the beginning of eternity. It's one where Satan, with the rebels of humanity, oppose God, oppose the Lamb, and oppose those that believe in him. And it's a literal war. And I noticed in this text that Elijah was jealous for the God Almighty. He was jealous for God and how even the people of God had forsaken the Lord, forsaken the covenant, and built altars to other gods. And he rose up against that, against the false prophets and against the pagan priestess, as you call her. And he executed the victory and God came forth so mightily. But then he felt the isolation.
Yes.
And we're all going to go through that, aren't we? With the feeling of being alone. But the Lord has told us, he that endures to the end shall be saved. Well, Scotty, we were talking earlier that God is speaking today and God is doing something today. And the very people that you were just describing are oblivious to both.
That's true. That's absolutely correct. That is absolutely correct. And you know, it saddens me myself, Trevor, because I often feel like, Lord, I'm so alone in this. Does anybody see this besides me? I mean, I'm seeing it. I'm just one person.
Well, you know, that's part of the trial, Scotty.
That's right. It is part of the trial.
Is peer pressure going to have sway? Are you going to love the praise of man? Are you going to fear man? And Jesus put it in perspective for us. He says, fear not them that can kill the body, but fear him that after he's killed the body can throw you into, you know, hell, Sheol, the place of the departed. So we're bought by the price, the precious blood of Christ. Our life is not our own. And if we love the Lord, we love his voice and we obey him.
Amen. That is true. So true.
And in these days, there are fewer and fewer. And Jesus said there's going to be betrayal, people giving up their faith because of persecution, because of tribulation.
That's right.
So this is why I believe the Spirit of the Lord has given you this message today. For us to stand strong against the opposers, because not only this battle coming forth, but you know, we were talking about the absolute jealousy that Elijah had for God Almighty and his integrity, but Jezebel was the same for her God. She was jealous and she opposed and she was adamant about killing the servant of the Lord, and we're going to see that in our day.
And we do see that in our day. Look at little Israel and their brother Ishmael. I mean, we see, you know, Ishmael and Isaac, the nations of those two people have been fighting since the beginning. And to this day, the descendants of Ishmael continue to want to kill their brother Israel. Why? Because
That's right. You know, the spirit of Satan, and as we read the book of Revelation particularly, it tells us that Satan comes down knowing he has but a short time, and he's furious, he's angry, and he's full of hate. He is a murderer, he's a thief, he's a liar. But there's people that literally will worship him, worship the dragon, the beast, the political power that's coming, that'll be so deceived, and there'll even be miracles among the deceived kings. And there's going to be fewer and fewer. And this is why the Spirit of the Lord is telling us to understand that there will be few. But you are to endure, and you are to be jealous for God and stand up and speak the truth in the name of Jesus Christ.
That's right. And you know what's even more disconcerting is that we are entering a time right now, as we look at the political arena, as we look at Wall Street, that the things that were declared in the Old Testament and the New Testament about end times, we're actually really seeing them. And this is a time when Christians cannot be veiled under deception. They need to remove that veil of deception that the enemy is attempting to put over their eyes to make it look good. Oh, this looks so much better. Choose this because this is the way out. When in reality, it is not the way out. It's a lie. We must prove every word, every person against the word of God in this last day. If it doesn't stand up, you know, my dad growing up used to tell me, he says, you know, I think pastors are good and preachers are good, evangelists are good, but you know what? The bottom line is, if whatever they say doesn't line up with the word of God, it is a lie, and you must refuse that teaching. You must. So if it doesn't line up with the word of God, is what the people, whatever it is, whether it's political or otherwise, churches, pastors, real, you know, friends, relatives, it doesn't matter. In that day, we will have to say, does it line up with the word of God? Is what this person is saying line up with the word of God? If it doesn't line up with the word of God, it is a lie.
That's right.
And let us not be deceived. The enemy comes looking like the light. He looks like the deliverer. Remember that. We must remember that he looks like a good guy. He doesn't look like a bad man. He looks like a good guy. So we have to be ever vigilant about how we conduct our lives, what we believe, how we, you know, listen, what we listen to, what we view. Must be very vigilant.
I agree, because the influence of the world is the iniquity is literally passed around the world, and the world are crazy, drunken off the iniquity of the harlot Babylon. And we must turn that spigot off. We can't drink, participate in the same sins that God is judging the world for. Let me ask you something, Scotty. I mean, you shared this message about Elijah, the servant of the Lord, full of God, saw great the victory of the Lord as he executed judgment against the gods and the false priests of Baal. And then later he felt isolated, and with the threat of being killed, he wanted to die and was of despair. Let me ask you this. For those that right now are still not 100% right on with before the Lord, they're not crucified to this world and the things of this world. They're still living a natural, carnal, worldly life, half in, half out. How would they fare in this battle that's coming in the days ahead? If Elijah would be despair and wanted to die, how will the people that are not even really on fire with God endure these days?
I believe that they will lose all hope. There will be a sense of hopelessness in the world that we have never seen before. That's what I believe is going to happen. And I believe that God has called us. He is strengthening us during this time that we might be there to give them the word of God, that they might be saved despite what the enemy would try to do to them. Because God wishes for us all to be saved. He calls us all to salvation.
That's right. And you know, God has let man rule this earth. He gave man the dominion of the earth, and they haven't done well. And they're not, it'll continue. They'll fail until the man, King Jesus Christ, comes and sets up the kingdom that has no end, and wherein dwells righteousness and peace. And anyone that's hearing us today could enter into that kingdom where he doesn't take bribes. He's not corrupt. His yoke is easy. His burden is light. And you can repent, but you have to repent and acknowledge your sin before a holy God. You know, and you're right, Scotty, what you said about how hard it's going to be. And this is in Isaiah chapter 60. Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. Now listen to this. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. There'll be great darkness and great trouble in the earth. And the only way you'll have a different perspective through it is by walking in the Lord and his glory upon you.
That's right. That is absolutely true. And you know what? The other thing I was thinking about as I was sitting here listening to you read that was this came to mind. We are experiencing the trials and tribulations as Christians that we might be strengthened. The whole point, you know, it's like flexing a muscle. You know, if you don't flex that muscle, then it doesn't get strong. And so it is with our spirit. We have to flex our spiritual muscles that we might become strong. And how does that happen? When adversity comes, that's when we need to work at the hardest. It hurts, but the burn of all that junk that's left in us that God can extrapolate and create this glorified person through his spirit that he might use us in these latter days. How exciting is that?
It's awesome. These things that we go through are for our eternal weight of glory. They change us. They transform us if we yield to the power of God. And in the early church, they realized that. They were persecuted, and they counted it such an honor to suffer at the name of Jesus Christ. And this is what we're coming to, ladies and gentlemen. The patience of the saints, which is to endure. Because some of you will be led into captivity, and some of you will be killed by the sword.
That's right.
And one of the seals, the fifth seal, is martyrdom for the Lord Jesus Christ. And you will rise again like Jesus rose again, and we will be in the kingdom, but you must endure because your faith is going to be tried with fire.
That's right. Oh, that we should be found worthy, huh?
Yes.
Oh, that we should be found worthy. I don't know about you, but when I kind of miss the mark, I always feel so bad about it because I feel like, God, you know, I'm really trying so hard. I really want to do what you've called me to do, and how did I miss that? And, you know, but we're all going to miss things. God has a plan, and that plan is for our good, and that good requires us to learn. We're like children. He has to teach us. He has to show us where we're weak and how to get strong in that area.
That's right.
That's how I felt this past 3 or 4 days. I thought, Lord, I just can't do this anymore. I'm so weakened. But doesn't he know that? He already knew that. But he allowed me to endure all of this for one reason and one reason only, and that is to glorify him in the results of the purification process. And that purification will